Hello and welcome to the Black Multiverse Theory Podcast.
Episode 1.
So, I'm your host. No, I'm not your host. I'm here with co-host. My name is Nigel Williams. And I'm here with the beautiful and lovely...
Nilo, voice of the people, I was told today, officially.
She sure is.
I'm the official voice of the people.
A.K.A. activist, A.K.A.
Oh, people, activist.
A.K.A. locks guru.
Lock doc.
Lock doc.
Natural hair ambassador. Vibes ambassador. Global natural hair ambassador.
Global. I like that.
And Nigel's the singing plumber. But not at the same time.
Not at the same time, but it'll sing and plumb.
And this is the Black Multiverse Theory, a podcast where we explore the way Black folks kind of live different versions of themselves. And we explore global and popular culture from an Afro-Canadian perspective. And I have to say, I guess that would be cisgendered, hetero Afro-Canadian perspective. Yeah.
Okay.
I had to take that into consideration after last week. I was like, you know, we definitely have an Afro-Canadian perspective, but like, it's not like the Afro-Canadian perspective, right?
No. We also take into consideration our backgrounds. We have Caribbean backgrounds, we have the Canadian background, and then we have different things. This is how we are multiversed.
Yeah.
And we're Black.
Yeah.
So this is where a lot of us that live here, that know about being Canadian or living in Canada.
Or also about being the only Black person.
Yes.
Or the Black girl. Or the Black guy.
The Black guy.
Yeah.
The Black guy.
So this is how we're going to interact with the world around us on a week-to-week basis.
Mm-hmm.
So... I have to say, last week, we talked about Adora, who is in Calgary, and Adora I would definitely call an activist. She's a comedian. There I go again. And what I was thinking about is that Adora uses the pronouns they and them, and last week, and just a second ago, I mispronounced Adora. So... I want to ask you, like, are you considerate of people's pronouns, and is it something that you pay attention to? Like, how do you deal with that?
No.
Okay.
No, I got to explain myself.
Okay.
The funny thing about people's pronouns is you don't know their pronouns until you meet them or see them, and then...
And they tell you what they are.
And then they tell you what they go by.
Right.
You know, if the person looks away, you tend to say the pronoun that fits the way they look. The other day, my son was at school,
mm-hmm.
and his partner for his science exhibit called him over, and I said, "Oh, your partner, he's calling you," and he burst out laughing because it was a girl the whole time.
And you thought it was a boy.
Yeah.
So, but don't you think... Because linguistically, the way language is, we use they and them as a society way before we use he and she. So I feel like if you're just generally using they and them and people's names.
Are you sure?
I feel like that covers everything.
Before we use he and she. Are you sure?
Yes. I heard it on one of my favorite podcasts.
You heard it on the scroll?
No.
I don't think these factual statements. Growing up, I didn't use they and them before I used he and she.
I'm not talking about when you were growing up. I'm talking about in the 30s and 40s. I'm talking about the development of language over time. They and them was more common than he and she.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Anthropologist. I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe anthropologist, linguist.
So, How do you feel about it?
I actively do my best to take into consideration people's pronouns. What I can say for sure, though, is that I am not as good of an ally to the community as I would like to be. I know it takes active work. So that I think I'm doing my best to educate myself, read, like brush up so that I can understand what it is to be an ally and then act in that way. So I actively attempt, but I know I'm not as good at it as I could be.
I get that. I get that. I have an issue sometimes with that. I think I get corrected quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm...
You're just like, she, he, whatever.
She,
I'm done here.
How you identify, you can identify as whatever you want to identify. I don't have to identify you as, like... But at the beginning, when you first meet somebody, you respect them after you meet them. And that's what the beginning of this podcast is, what I was saying in this particular segment. So you have to meet them and find out what they are, then you respect how they are. And it's just the background.
Go from there.
As soon as you meet them, you know, if they look like a girl, you say she. If they look like a boy, you say he.
But I feel like if, number one, you're right, it is common. But I don't know if commonality means that we can't, like, try to do better. I also, the thing that challenges me, really, is people being like, how do I do this? How do I know if it's he or she or what? And I'm like, generally just use the person's name and you should be good to go from that.
If you know the person's name.
Yeah, but
like that little girl that my son was with, I don't know that person. I don't know her name.
Yeah, but if you were like, hey, look, they're calling you.
Yeah, I guess. Technically, yeah.
Yeah, that's the point. Like, if you move they and them into the he, she space, then you're covered.
Okay.
It just takes active focus and concentration, I think. And that's the challenge, isn't it? The work.
The work going into processing the person's preferences.
Yeah. Okay. It's all you. So you bought a Sunday Sun today. It's not Sunday. What day is it? Tuesday.
Yeah, I bought it.
A Tuesday Sun.
Yeah, Sun newspaper for sure. And on the front cover of this of the Tuesday Sun newspaper.
First of all, how much was it?
Like, did they charge me $1.10 for a regular day paper? I don't get that. I don't know, man. I haven't bought a paper in ages. So the last time I bought a paper, there were 50
Who
cents.
Who even does that anymore?
There were 50 cents in the week.
Right. A dollar on a Tuesday?
Yeah, like $1.10.
I thought it was an old paper. But it's a Tuesday paper.
Oh, you get the paper too? Ching, ching,
oh,
ching.
A paper. She's probably like, this guy doesn't know. He can just Google this.
They charge me a convenience fee because now I got my news from the paper instead of Google. Instead of the scroll where I usually get my news from.
No, the scroll is definitely where I get most of my news from. The scroll is the most accurate form of the news. I don't even watch the Grammys, so I just read it on the scroll. Because that's the best parts anyway. I don't care about all that middle stuff. They'll just report me the good, it's vetted.
They go through everything. They tell you the most important
thing. That's all I need.
But when I got the newspaper, what caught my attention was the Sun's Soldiers of Odin. So Soldiers of Odin's a white supremacist group.
It's not Sons of Odin?
It's Soldiers.
Oh, okay. The word soldiers. I didn't realize that they used... I thought that they like softened it a little bit. But just a quick question, because you know I'm new around this place. Didn't Jason Kinney like... Isn't these are the guys that he was meeting with all the time before anyway? Like that's during the whole.
I mean, it's the same thing all around the world, right? Like Trump met with white supremacist group.
Right. So this guy's like Trump adjacent. Really.
A lot of people are associating him with the Canadian Trump.
Okay.
Otherwise known as Chump, but whatever. You know.
Drumpf is actually Trump's actual name. Drumpf.
Drumpf?
Yeah, they changed it.
So. these guys, they, you know, they're against, they're about white supremacy. So all other races, all other colors that are associated and people affiliated with and are preferenced with, they look down at them, and they do their march that they are superior to all other races.
And the march probably has largely to do with intimidation and all that stuff of everybody around.
And they do premise it with reserving the right of freedom of speech. So,
but in Canada, you have rights and responsibilities. It's not just rights. Like, in America, you just have rights.
Yeah.
But in Canada, you learn about rights and responsibilities, because this is a place built on social contracts, right?
Right. So if you have the right to freedom of speech and a responsibility to have that, to not, well, not to hurt, but you have to have the responsibility to abide by the law while reserving your right to freedom of speech. Okay. So you look at these guys, and they're protected by the police. But
because they are the police. Sorry.
But they're also spreading hate. Yeah. Those, you slided right in there. You really put those pot shots in there.
Pow, pow. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So I just think that these guys, like, even when I was working in Calgary. And one of the guys that was working for the company that I was working with, he was working there. So, and he was an electrician. I was doing plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up. He's working for the same company. I'm working for the same company. I came and introduced myself. I said, "Hey, man, my name's Nigel." He looked at my hand. He goes, "Mm-hmm." I said, "What?" I said, "Okay, man. Here."
Okay.
I said, "Hey, my name's Nigel." He's like, "Yeah. All right. Cool." And he never shook my hand. So I was like, okay, that's weird. He's acting a little weird. Maybe it's the electrician-plumber rivalry that people talk about that I've never seen.
Electricians and plumbers are rivals.
We do have a rivalry.
Okay. Didn't know. Seems weird. Not overlapping. Kind of.
So I get back to Edmonton. We're in Calgary. We're working. I get back to Edmonton. And this guy who works for the same company, who's giving me the cold shoulder, he has to go to another spot. So we both get back to Edmonton with our plumbing van.
Mm-hmm.
He drives off. He has to go to Wainwright, Alberta. But he's parked his vehicle in a bad spot. So they're like, "Nigel, this guy has a breathalyzer thing inside his car."
He has to blow it in order to go.
So I've got to blow it to move his vehicle out of the way because he's parked it in the wrong spot.
Are you drunk or not?
I'm definitely not drunk at this time.
Okay.
So when I'm sitting here about to get in, on the back of his car is a tint. It's a black-on-black tint with an eagle, and in the center is a swastika.
Damn! Right, I didn't even expect that part of the story.
So I realized this guy, this is why he wouldn't. I don't even think he would have approved of me blowing in his breathalyzer thing for his car.
Did he just find out right now?
Yeah.
He's probably pissed.
He probably is watching us. For those of you tuning in on Facebook Live and YouTube Live, we are here on the podcast, the Black Multiverse Theory Podcast. And we are talking about lots of things. Hello, all you people in Facebook land and the internets. So, yes, this guy was here, and that was what was on the back of swastika. I went back in. I said, "Did you know that this guy?"
Yo, there was a guy in high school who can probably hear this. His name's, I shouldn't say his name.
Really?
I was so close. I'm like, I don't know what the legalities here are in Canada, so I'm not going to say his name. So this guy drove around. I'm going to turn you off now. It's my turn. This guy drove around Beaumont and had what's that thing called? What's the rebel flag called? They call it the rebel flag. The stars and bars? The Confederate flag? Mm-hmm. He had a Confederate flag draped in the back of his window. But he'd be like, boop, boop, hey! And I'm like, my nigga, you do not fuck with me. As for the whole flag in your back window, what are you doing?
I think that's a huge thing. The Confederate flag is.
It's weird that they even use Confederate flags in Canada, because didn't Canada battle the Confederate states like at one point, like the British Union? Didn't that whole thing happen?
The Confederate flag is huge down here because people look at it as rebellion. Because of the Dukes of Hazzard stuff shows.
I know.
They look at it as rebels, rebellion. Hey, everyone, Dave, Kenneth, Darren, everybody in Facebook land. Anyways, so I had a journeyman once. He was First Nations, and he was tall. He was like 6'6", and he was huge. And we would talk all the time, and he was laugh. And one day, when it was summertime, because I met him in the winter, he took off his shirt, and he had a tattoo of the Confederate flag
on his arm.
And I was like, dude, do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Like, what? I'm a rebel. I'm like, nah, no, you're not a rebel, sir. Bro. you just not that bright. That's
no, sir.
I really did.
So in the States, like being in the South and seeing... Yeah. And seeing the Confederate flag, a lot of people say it's about heritage, it's about the Confederacy and the Confederate States. We know that it's really about slavery, like, actually. But seeing it in Canada is so bizarre. And there's a Canadian version where instead of the stars, they're freaking maple leaves.
Right.
What is that? I was like, what is this? I have more Confederate flags around my house on 118 Avenue in Edmonton, Alberta, than in Raleigh, North Carolina.
But you know what? I don't know what if that's a fact.
It's a fact. I guarantee you. I see more Confederate flags around my house now than I did in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Ken says that's scary.
It's facts. It's facts.
Wow. All right, so this section we are talking about the scroll. The scroll is basically your social media outlets that give us our news. We will be listening and watching celebrities and different things.
Pretty much whatever floats by there.
Whatever floats by.
They're like, oh, I want to talk about
that. You might pick a topic. You know, a lot of people have heard about the R. Kelly scandal. All different stuff. A lot of people have a lot
to say. I have to say that R. Kelly is not on my scroll right now for some reason. Like, that trial is definitely still going on, but it's not on anybody's radar. Like, nobody's talking about
same thing happened to Bill Cosby. Man. Bill Cosby went on it first. Everybody was like, what? All these people are on there. And then all of a sudden, Bill Cosby disappeared. And then he came back when the conviction started, or when they dropped everybody, then everybody's like, yo, they dropped all the charges. And then they brought him back with some more convictions. So it's the way how media and social media, whatever's hot, comes up
on. I vaguely remember seeing the stuff that was happening during the Cosby trial. Like, I remember stuff coming out about what's happening. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about what's happening with R. Kelly right now. I don't even know if he's in trial. Is he in jail? Is he free? Where is that guy?
Last time I heard, he was in jail, but somebody again posted the bond for him, and he was able to...
Out again. And this another again. Person.
Yes, again.
Okay.
That's the last thing I heard from the scroll. But what we want to talk about today on the scroll is...
Russell Wilson. I want to talk about Russell Wilson.
We're talking about Russell Wilson.
Who I'm referring to as Stepdaddy Shark.
Stepdaddy Shark.
He came for Future? Wow.
So for those of you who don't know who Russell Wilson is a football player.
Yeah.
I believe.
He's on the Seattle.
Who married Sierra the singer.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah, she's got...
She's got legs for years.
She's got the moves. She's got the
groove. All the moves.
She's got a package going on. The whole package, right? So she was in a relationship with
Future. Well, I don't know if it was a relationship.
So if you don't know who Future is, Future...
Future. Sing one Future song. I couldn't remember.
Future is a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Who raps the trap music. So
you're such a dad. Is that the trap music you're listening to?
Get that trap out of here.
It's trap because it rhymes like crap.
So yes, I got the dad. Hey, Marcia, how's it going? So Future and Sierra had a bump in the road called a small relationship wherewith they had a child. They have a child together. So
Future Junior.
So in having this child, of course, the relationship, not of course, but the relationship went awry. They went their separate ways.
They did.
And
but Future was just a jerk the entire time about the whole thing. I want to use all kinds of other words. I'm not even going to lie. But this guy was so whack. He's like, he always was like releasing stuff. I can't even tell you because I don't even like pay that. I can't even quote the guy. But he was always about how Russell Wilson was lame, XYZ. But then Russell Wilson went ahead and signed the biggest contract that any quarterback has ever signed in the history of the NFL or something.
Exactly. So Russell Wilson did his thing
and got his bag. And
came up.
Yes.
On their on you know
general come up. That's the biggest come up ever.
He just came up. So and matched Sierra's fame and fortune and trifecta.
I feel like they were on the same level before though.
Yeah, they were.
So this guy Russell Wilson was like, "Oh, yo, Future, you don't have to pay that little bit of money anymore because it's, you
hold
know,
up,
it's,
hold up. Before we get to, you want to get to the Mako.
Yes.
You
trying to get to the Mako. I want to get straight to the Mako right now.
But it's not, you have to know a little bit about Russell. Russell, first of all, I told you about Future Russell.
Oh, he is. He's a church guy.
He's a church boy.
Yes, that's your tribe.
And so because of him being a church boy, you don't see him getting involved in a lot of these. He said
the beefing. Said, yeah, that's beefing. True. That's true. He's been quiet the whole time.
Been very quiet. Future's been very open.
And Future's been super vocal.
Super.
Can't keep his mouth shut.
Super vocal about everything.
Always got something to say.
Son and blah, blah, blah. And Russell's just been just sitting there in the paint.
Just doing his thing.
So now he's on this come up. He's signed the biggest deal. He's doing all his stuff.
He's not on the come up. He came up. He came up already.
He came up. Fine. He came up, but he's still up. So at this point, now he has voiced his opinion this week.
Which is wonderful. So.
So go ahead. Take it away. What did he say?
So, and I'm paraphrasing. This thing about Russell Simmons, Russell, not to be confused with Russell Simmons, Russell Wilson was like, oh, you can actually go ahead and keep that little bit of money. Because I'm tired of seeing my wife and my son. I'm like, oh, okay, he said my son, stress about this money. He said, obviously you need it more than we do because you have other children out there in need. And then he said, we're set for generations ahead of us.
Yep.
I was like, oh, okay. I think he hurt my feelings.
I just like the beauty that he took Future's son and said,
my son.
This is my wife and my son.
And I'm tired of seeing them stress over your little bit of money.
Yeah.
We good.
Yeah. So he's like, I don't need your child support. I don't need nothing.
You good.
I don't need your drama because the drama comes with the money.
So right. I'm tired of her stressing and crying. Meanwhile, Sierra's out having breakfast. Oh, it's breakfast. We're on the breakfast swag. And they're on like a yacht.
Yeah, his personal yacht. Drinking orange juice and bags.
Out of champagne glasses. I know it. Flutes.
Like, hashtag breakfast. No, that's not my breakfast. My breakfast is at home with my children. I don't know about no yacht life. Any of you on a yacht life?
Yeah, who's on a yacht right now? You'd be eating
yacht?
Breakfast.
Jeremy, maybe you on a lot yacht? Anybody?
Breakfast.
So that's basically the situation on The Scroll this week.
I want to talk about this fire in Notre Dame. I want to hear what you have to say as a tradesman.
Listen, look.
Like some guy.
That's another thing.
Okay. So just real quick. So some guy left his tool of some kind.
Plugged in
to the roof, I guess. And then that shit went on fire?
And I don't get how that works. Like your tools, modern tools nowadays have insulators. They have a bunch of things that you are, that protect against fire. So unless he was using an iron up there on an ironing board. How he caught the place.
The entire place.
On fire.
But the craziest thing is that millionaires were like, here's $1 billion. Or I guess, I don't know if they were millionaires or billionaires and did that. Like, here's $1 billion. Because we know traditionally the Catholic Church is a very poor, poor group.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. They're so poor.
So they needed crowdfunding.
I don't get what happened here.
So insane.
But the problem I have that stems from this is the only problem I have,
mm-hmm.
is, okay, so this accident happens. It's tragic. A monument gets burned to the ground.
Yeah.
But then the problem comes in is they raised like $800 million yes. in a week.
Was it? It was faster than that.
Like within that week.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't care how fast it was.
Yo.
$800 million.
Think about all of the things that could have been solved immediately.
Like hunger, toilets, water for people.
General sanitation, hospitals.
Books for schools, for children. Oprah school. There probably needs books for that right now.
So I have to ask you this as a tradesman. Okay, ready? So you leave your tool plugged in, your iron.
Yeah.
And you set the roof of the church on fire. Mm. Are you telling?
Telling you. Let me tell you something. I go to church every Sunday. I try to get to church.
Forgiveness. That's what they say.
Every Sunday I try to get to church. But let me tell you something. I'm not going to say nothing. You could see me deny that tool.
Deny.
Like Peter. You could see me deny it. Whose tool is that? I don't know that tool.
Who would put an iron in here?
I don't know what. I feel like the electrical was what they were repairing. It must have been.
Set on fire.
Yeah. It must have been dodgy electrical.
Well, it's old place before electricity. So probably.
Yeah. But if you're replacing the electrical, then it should be in the budget. I mean, maybe they're cutting corners, but it should be in the budget for a generator of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
To be on the ground.
Do we even know, like, what it was that the guy, like, what was plugged in? Or, like, they don't know what it was, do they? I feel like we're so uninformed.
Yeah, I don't.
It's on the scroll. So this is, like, exactly about how much I know of it as I scrolled through my page. I was like, oh, somebody's old church, okay?
No, my
meanwhile, all of civilization.
My cousin Jeremy's daughter was on a field trip out there.
In Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
He said when it started, they barely made it out.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, that's a local connection.
Yeah. Well, he's not here.
Oh, he's in the States.
Yeah.
That's right. That makes sense.
I think, Jeremy, are you still in the States? Where are you at, bro? So, anyways, not to make light of the situation, I just feel, as a tradesman here, maybe in Europe, they may do things a little bit different, but there's a budget that comes in when you're replacing something that you have something else. If you're replacing toilets in a facility, then you have to provide porta potties for the people.
Oh, in the meantime.
In the meantime, something for them to wash their hands, something for them to do at least hand sanitizer, something for the electrical, you should have a generator, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the Notre Dame story right there.
Wow. So, are you Game of Thrones guy?
No.
Okay, I messed with Game of Thrones. I slept through the first episode. I was like, oh, I gotta go back, come back to this.
First episode of the last season here?
This one that just started season 8.
I started out Game of Thrones in the first season, and by the end of the first season, all my favorite characters died.
No spoilers.
Drago.
All these people died. You haven't watched it by now.
All these people died. I said, forget it. I can't invest this time, and you killing off all my people.
You're over it. I'm glad. I'm actually ready for it to be over. I didn't realize I was until the season started. I'm like, okay, I'm ready for this to be done.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you seen Us yet? No.
Yeah, Us, I listen.
You have to take your girls. I have another one. Sorry, not to catch you. Little. You have to take your girls to see that. I don't know if they watch movies yet.
Oh, my girls watch lots of movies. They especially love grown-up movies with a lot of.
You should take them to see Little.
Activity. So.
They like watching adults make out.
They actually do. They like love. They're all about love.
Oh, stories. That's adorable. I love it.
What we call chick flicks. My 7-year-olds, they love.
I bet you they would love that movie Little, though. That's with Marseille Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the opposite of Big.
I think they might.
Yeah. She's adorable. I love her. She's brilliant.
It would be one of the ones on the list that I would definitely try and get them to see.
Yeah.
I definitely... The director is the little girl.
Marseille Martin, yeah.
What's her name?
Marseille Martin.
Marseille Martin.
From Blackish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Marseille Martin from Blackish.
Youngest producer and director, I think, ever in history.
And I love her in Blackish. I love the stuff that she does. And
oh, no, she's hilarious. She's hilarious. Yeah, she's natural, natural comedy, comedic way about her.
Mm-hmm. Immigrants. Okay. No immigrants. I want to keep the immigrants out.
Well, that's what they're trying to do now. All they have to do is have more kids.
That's true.
Because we're only here because y'all need some kind of social security at your elderly age. So you can do one of two things. You can get rid of socialized medicine. You can forget about your old age security, CPP. Or you can have more kids. That's how you get rid of immigrants. Any of those three will work.
All these things that you're saying, nobody's going to do. Like, none of these three options.
Obviously.
Nobody's thinking right. about doing that.
But literally, you don't want immigrants anymore. Have some more kids. Or forget socialized medicine. And or CPP. Right?
My cousin is saying that he is... He's Trini.
So he identifies as Trini.
But he does claim England. Right?
So what
and a lot of people do that. They claim
what flag does he raise at the Soca Fest?
Jeremy Dila wants to know what flag you raise at the Soca Fest.
That's how I know.
Yeah? Do you raise up, yo, I'm from England, Britain. Yo, bro. You say, yo, bro, this is what's going on, eh?
That's actually really good.
Is that what you do? Or are you like, all you need to raise up, put a flag up there. Raise it up high. Push up. Wind up.
We actually have a lot of people who come to Feds at Edmonton, and they're like waving flags that are not their flags.
I think that's an issue.
It's different. It's different because you're supposed to be repping your flag. So, like, coming with a whole other country's flag is a little bit different.
Jeremy says he's Trini to be born. Yes.
Black and white.
Yes.
All right. What you got coming up? It's the same stuff as last week, but last week was a test episode. So... Friday, Saturday. Mm. What do you got on Saturday, Nigel?
So we got Saturday night, Saturday in the day at Boyle Street Plaza. For those of you who are in the Edmonton region, we have the Edmonton Natural Hair Show. So if anybody's out there, the Natural Hair Show starts on the Saturday. Come on down to Boyle Street Plaza.
That's always a good time.
So... The time to come down is like...
Nine? Ten?
I think it's 10 o'clock. I'll have to check. So, I gotta MC the event. So, it is going to be crazy. And this year on the Sunday, because it's a two-day event, so it's Saturday and the Sunday, both the 27th and the 28th. Shout out to my moms, whose birthday's on April 27th. Shout out to my moms. So, the 27th and the 28th, on the 28th, is a barber battle. So, all the barbers come in. I'm actually going to get these hairs trimmed a little bit. I'm going to get a little nice little something going on for the weekend. We also have, at my church, Bethel United, there's the men's conference, which is also on the 26th, 27th, and 28th. Unfortunately, I can't be there, but I'm inviting everyone to come out to that. Those for the nighttime. And then also on the 27th, we have my co-host, Nilo, What you doing?
We're doing a natural hair social. And Aphrodisiac is actually the grand reopening and really introduction of Aphrodisiac Loft. I'm really excited. It's a nice big space. It's going to be a collective use space. And I'm looking forward to like seeing everybody, meeting everybody. I'm terrified that no one will show up, which we've talked about more than once. Yeah, that's true. But I have here, just to rewind, and that's actually going to be 5 to 9. I have here that the Edmonton Natural Hair Show starts at 1 p.m. to 6.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a late start this year.
It's a later start. I thought it was 1, but it kind of tricked me this year. So yeah. I thought it was 1. So now we know. So those who are in the Edmonton area, the Natural Hair Show starts at 1. I will be there promptly about 12 or before that to help with setup.
Right.
So we'll have there. There's food going to be there. There's going to be music, live music going on there. Nilo's kind of downplaying what's happening. So for those of you who don't realize what's happening, she is doing the grand reopening.
Good for podcasting. I start going through episodes in my mind as I'm doing my walks in the morning. I'm like planning out how we're going through. It never turns out the way I planned it. Not at all.
For those of you tuning in on the live channels and the internets and all the good stuff, Facebook Live, we will be podcasting. This is our podcast. It is called
The Black Multiverse Theory.
And it just talks about...
That was really good.
It was good. We got to do that.
We got to do that.
So
it was recording! Yes!
By the way, we are learning how to do this.
As we go. So you're going to learn with us.
You'll probably be able to do a podcast yourself by the time it's finished.
By the time you're done, we'll all be podcasting.
So this is not our first episode, but it is episode 1. We did a trial episode last week. You could watch that. We are on different platforms right now.
We're on Stitcher. I'm really excited about that because I get my podcast from Stitcher. So particularly excited about that.
We are on Stitcher. We are on, are we on the Spotify yet?
We are on Spotify, yeah.
We're on Spotify. We are on Google Play, I believe.
On the internet. You can find us at blackmultiverse.com.
So blackmultiverse.com, if you want to get on board, jump in there, sign up. We have newsletters telling you where we are going to be, and you can book the two of us for events.
There's a section we forgot.
You need us to MC or do any type of thing.
You can absolutely book us on that website.
For that. So what did we forget?
Well, we have our natural hair corner, our shop talk, because Janet from Brooklyn, who I used to work with at Grant Associates, shout out to everybody at Grant, anybody who's tuning in to this, like that was another life altogether, but y'all, we did some stuff together. but Janet was asking about her edges. Because I said, hey, y'all, let me know what questions you have.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So Janet wants to know about the whole edges deal. Now, we have a hair show that's happening this weekend as well. There will be people there. But right now on this show, on this podcast right now.
Every week.
Tell us about these edges. I have two little girls.
The edges. So first of all, I want to be clear about what this is. So every week we are going to be answering natural hair questions if you have any. So you can get those questions to us really any way you can. Black Multiverse Pod blackmultiverse.com. You can post them in Black Multiverse, the Facebook group. You have to ask to join, but if you ask to join, we'll let you in. It's a FUBU group. And you can get us your questions, and I'm gonna answer them and give you some tips every week. So Janet wants to know about her edges. The sides have pulled out a little bit, and she wants to know what she can do to grow them back. So first I want to talk about just generally the edges of your hair are, for the most part, a lot finer and softer than the rest of your hair. When I say the edges, I mean the front, but it also, people who have damage in the front typically also have challenges with the lower nape of their neck. And so that can come from product damage. It can come from styling, from pulling hair too tight. Also, there's this like trend, I guess, of slicking down your edges. We've been doing it for a long time. So a lot of the products that we use for that can be petroleum-based. They can be alcohol-based, which it goes a long way towards breaking off your edges. So other things that can break off your edges would be wigs and weaves, any kind of like an elastic kind of material that goes around the edge of your hair. So if you're wearing wigs to kind of grow in your natural hair, you might still notice that you have some challenges around the sides and the edges of your hair. And then also even braids, because they can, you're adding a whole lot of weight onto that thinner, finer hair. In addition, folks who pull back your hair regularly, even if you have locks and you wear your locks in a tight ponytail or bun style on a regular basis, you can also see some thinning of your edges. But the good news is that your edges, just as they fall out, they also grow back. So just like you can lose your edges, you can grow them back.
Okay. So you were talking about, for your edges, you were talking about not using the petroleum-based, nothing wax-based, right. Nothing, none of the cones to actually get it to go that way. Silicones,
alcohols too. None of
the alcohol. So What do you recommend again?
Yeah, so there's a couple things that you can use to grow back your edges. I recommend natural local products. So, of course, I recommend aphrodisiac products, because
can people order your products online?
Yeah, if you go on to aphrodisiacnaturals.com, you can order almost everything. Yeah.
So, ladies, those of you who want to use all natural products, homegrown, you don't have to go to Toronto to get all these products.
People fly to Toronto
to get their hair done and
crazy.
Get products.
We're right here.
Not needed. It's grown here, it's done here, it's made here, It's manufactured here, It's tried, tested, and true.
And formulated for this weather.
And formulated for the Edmonton weather,
which is a lot drier.
Ladies and gentlemen, we both have split ends and dried out hair. I know my hair gets pretty dry.
Yeah.
A lot of people as of late have been asking me, what are you going to do with that on your top of your head? So I will be fixing it up for the hair show. And making sure that everything is good.
Yeah. So I'm going to start with what I call carrier oils. So carrier oils are the oils that are plant-based. And you would probably add essential oils to carrier oils. So carrier oils you can use pure, just the way they are. You don't have to dilute them like essential oils. So some carrier oils that will help with hair growth is olive oil.
Extra virgin olive oil, like you could buy at the store, or just regular olive oil?
You can use extra virgin olive oil. Fattier oils, especially here in this weather, like avocado oil, which is what I use pretty much in everything. Rose hip is a carrier oil, but it's really expensive. So that is a lot of fine conditioning, and because that's fine hair, it helps actually really well.
Yeah.
I can't see your screen, so I don't know what you're laughing at.
I'm smiling because Jeremy's like, now she's talking.
So, thanks, Jeremy. So, Jeremy's my biggest fan.
Jeremy's a fan right now. So
And so my three secret essential oils to add to those carriers, you will probably want to use about 10 drops each. So the three big guns that I use, number one is clary sage essential oil. If you're pregnant, you want to stay away from that one.
Okay.
Number two is actually carrot seed essential oil, which I went to buy one time and the lady told me that carrots don't have seeds. Just a moment for that.
Here's the thing I gotta ask them. Where did you find carrot seed oil? Where did you find that?
Where essential oils are sold. I think Mountain Rose has it. Mountain Rose essential oils have it. I don't know why that's happening. But Mountain Rose essential oils has it. Also, the last one, which folks are waiting for, is rosemary essential oil. So those three are my big heavy hitters for edges. It pretty much works all the time. Typically, if you take away whatever you used before and add something like that, your edges will grow back quite quickly, actually. But mostly, just alleviate the tension and the stress of your edges. If you're using a do-rag or a bonnet, kind of try and secure it a little bit further down on your forehead, across your temples, so it's not like pulling out your actual hair on your edges. And also massage on your edges and around your hairline, because you actually hold a lot of stress in those spots there. So,
okay.
Yeah, alleviate the tension. Some olive oil, essential oil with rosemary and clary sage and carrot seed essential oil, and then lots of massaging. So that's the answer, Janet, for your edges. And if you have any questions about your natural hair, you can send us a question and I will answer it for you.
So where can we find these the stuff that you were saying?
What, the oil?
No, the products.
Oh, so Aphrodisiac Natural Products. Or is available at aphrodisiacnaturals.com. I have a product there called Golden Cream. Golden Cream has all that stuff that I mentioned in it. And it will actually help you to slick down your edges if that's what you feel to do.
So aphrodisiac as an A-P-H...
Afro, like Afro, A-F-R-O-D-I-S-I-A-Z, aphrodisiac. Naturals.com.
All right, aphrodisiacnaturals.com. All right, that's cool. Time for the next portion of our segment, which is...
What's in your ears?
What's in your ears?
So what you listening to, Nigel?
I am listening to the great little sister of Beyonce.
Knowles.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to her sister, Solange.
I love Solange so much.
And I'm listening to her, not the last album, but the album just before that, which is Cranes in the Sky, I believe.
Cranes in the Sky.
And I am listening to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's on my regular tip that I'm listening to. And I'm also listening to Jonathan McReynolds.
Who's that?
Jonathan McReynolds is a gospel artist. So I always have a gospel artist that I'm
listening to. In rotation.
With my regular stuff. So I love neo soul, I love my indie artist, but I also love my roots, which is gospel artist.
Mm-hmm.
And he is here, he has arrived, he is hotness right now with the songs. He's got songs like I'm Not Lucky, I'm Loved, and Make Room. So those are two songs that are in my ears, loving it.
Nice.
So that's what's up. Okay. What you listening to?
Well, I'm always listening to Soca pretty much. But specifically, DJ Gel just dropped, like, I think it was yesterday, Carnival Cool Down 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is so talented. I'll be out there on the trails because that's when I listen to my gel podcast in the mornings. And I'm like, yesterday morning, I'm like, you're so effing talented. Actually, I said Sofa King. You're Sofa King talented. He's like, I assume that you're talking about the the last mix. But yeah, it definitely has kept me on the trails, like kept me energy. There's times, you know, we're coming to the opening now. It's been so much work. But it's a pick me up, like the energies that there, this guy hears these songs in so many different ways. Like, there's not a DJ I know that can put the same group of songs together in so many different ways and make you hear it differently. He'll like premiere, like he'll start a song and you're like, wait a minute, it was in the middle of the pack last time, and you just hear the song completely differently. And then the things he matches up in different songs, I listen to a lot of mixes. So how the mix flows from song to song is like a really big deal to me, especially here in the this space, because sometimes there's DJs who are like just heavy on the mic, like just saying all kinds of extra stuff. And me, my clients are sitting there like, okay, sir. It doesn't translate. Like, they may have recorded during the club or whatever, and it just doesn't translate. But the great thing about Gel is that he's just quiet and he lets the music speak for itself. So this last lap Carnival Cool Down also signals to me that Vinci Music is on the horizon. It's May time, so a lot of the St. Vincent music comes out in May. So
nice. So DJ Gel in the house.
The Soca Analyst. Mm-hmm.
So I love DJ Gel. I've been getting on to that, listening to it because of you, because of the hype that you've put on the name of DJ Gel. Mm-hmm. So I've actually...
He's our house DJ, but not resident.
He's not a resident DJ, but he's the house DJ. Yeah. For sure.
Yep.
Any books?
Today I just talked about The Tao of Pooh by Benjamin Hoff, which just talks about the different personalities of the Winnie the Pooh characters as they relate to the Chinese philosophy of Taoism. I haven't read it in a long time, but it's definitely worth a revisit. That's it for us.
That is it.
We survived.
We survived the
Black Multiverse Theory
podcast.
Episode 1.
Episode 1.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone in the land.
And don't forget to like this podcast.
Like this podcast.
And subscribe and favorite it on everywhere that you get your podcasts. We're available on Anchor, on Stitcher, on Spotify, coming soon to SoundCloud, coming soon to Apple Music, Google Play. Is that it?
There was one more, but it was started with a B. Brittany? No. Bridger? No.
Nope.
Backstabber? Mm-mm. I don't remember. One of the ones.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah. We're going to try again.
And thanks, you guys, for tuning in, for keeping us awake, and for watching me drink Red Bull.
Right. Red Bull, if you're watching. This lady right here wants you to sponsor.
Yeah, Red Bull, if you're watching.
Come on, Red Bull.
I'm just saying.
Tag us in. Hashtag Red Bull. Maybe Red Bull might take a look and see that we got
They
Red
do
Bull.
Sponsor a lot of podcasts.
Okay, Red Bull.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
All right, everyone. Good night. Blah, blah, blah.